neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
In the Parshat Pirudei, it's brought that Ki anan Hashem al ha-mishkan yumam ve'esh tihye laila bo. So the condition of the campus after 40 years of the desert, it was during the day they had cloud, and then the fire will appear at night. So now the question that is asked, why they had these two types of procedure? One was cloud, one was fire. And then he says, "Beinei kol bet Yisrael v'chol maseihem." You follow? We are informed that during the day they had ananim. Why did they have ananim? To make shadow.
Air condition.
Very nice. And then, and the fire would be?
To be light.
Very interesting. It happened to be a story in Europe that a Jewish family, they had a goy, a non-Jew, that worked for them. So he learned Yiddish. So after many years. So now, one day, it was passing by the street, and all this, there's a poor man and sitting by the Bet Knesset, and people give him money. So he stood there and see, wow, you know, he makes much more money than he makes, you know, during the week. He said, why not? It's a good business, and he knows Yiddish. So he stood by the Bet Knesset, and then saw announcing, "Help me, help me." So people would give him money. So you notice, the other poor man, they give him like $1, $5. Yeah, they give him pennies. So he went to them, the end of the day, said, you know, what's your tip? How come they give you so much money? And he said, I'm a Gersedek. So they know, then they give me a lot of money. So then the next day he says, I'm a Gersedek. So they start giving more money. So then he noticed there's another Ani, the poor man, standing up the street, and they give him lots of money. So, wow, what is he doing? They get so much money. So he went to him and he asked him, what's your tip? How come they give you so much money? So he said, I'm the descendant of Baal Shem Tov. So they helped me a lot. So the next day he stood by Bet Knesset and he said, I'm a Gersedek, the descendant of Baal Shem Tov. They didn't give him no money. Gersedek, descendant of Baal Shem Tov. Harav Arono Shel Yosef says a very beautiful thing. He says the reason that Hashem covered them with ananim to as anan, you're not able to see. You cannot see the other side. So he wanted to make him understand there are other things out there you're not supposed to see. It's not for you to follow, but the ish, the light, is for you to learn things that you're supposed to learn. There are many things out there, so you feel, you know, why not? He says, no, you either Gersedek or descend of Baal Shem Tov, you cannot be both. And that's what the whole message here. And he says, Bechol Mas'ehem. Bechol Mas'ehem, that means wherever you're at, don't forget, not only in the midbar. Anywhere that you're found, you have to make sure, you have to create a partition. It's not for me. And then you have to create the ish to make sure that's what you have to follow. Hashem is like, you know, that is not Hashem to create this partition to whatever that we're not supposed to copy. And the ish, that is not Hashem. Hashem is like, you know, that the male, mala, the kedusha, the avodat Hashem, I'm making.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.